Okay. I'll go. Howard, when I think about you and Bernadette starting this wonderful life together, I can't help but get a little choked up. I mean, look at you. You have everything. Look at me. I'm 37. I sleep in the back of a comic book store, and I have the bone density of an 80-year-old man. Howard.
Who's next?
I'll go. Howard, I'm gonna say something to you that everybody's thinking, but no one has the courage to say out loud. When you invite a man to a bachelor party, the implication is there will be strippers. Yeah, maybe not completely nude, but at least pasties and G-strings. That's not unreasonable.
Yeah. Okay, anybody else? Huh? No? Okay. It all comes down to me as the best man. Ooh, this grasshopper's kicking my ass, Hopper. Okay, when I first came to this country, I didn't know how to behave or how to dress or what was cool. I was pretty lonely. But then I met Howard and suddenly my life changed because we could be lonely together. This man became my whole world.
Yeah, nice speech, Francine.
I'm not done, but thank you. I think back to all the good times we had, like when we went camping and spent that night telling each other all our secrets. I told him I'm addicted to pedicures, and he told me he lost his virginity to his cousin.
She was my second cousin.
And the first woman you ever disappointed sexually, Bonavasinga!
And then there was a time when Leonard and I took Howard to Las Vegas and paid a hooker to pretend she was Jewish and that she wanted his little kosher pickle. Of all the Howard humping hooker stories, that one's my favorite.
Okay, buddy, that's it. Sit down.
Oh, what about that tubby girl in the Sailor Moon costume at Comic-Con?
Please sit down.
The only threesome I've ever had in my whole life. And I'm proud to say it was with this man right here. Oh, don't get me wrong. Nothing happened with me and Howard. There was about 200 pounds of Sailor Moon between us.
Oh, Internet, this is so going all over you.
Jeepers, I'm drunk.
Thank you for picking us up. There's a warning right there on the scotch bottle. You cannot be operating heavy machinery after you've had a snoot full of this, laddie.
Funny. You boys have a nice time?
Yeah, it was great. Low-key, like I promised, no hanky-panky, no strippers, just the guys telling jokes.
That's nice.
How about you? Did you have a fun night?
Yeah, we made gift bags, had wine, and then went online and saw this.
Of all the Howard humping hooker stories, that one's my favorite. You know, we're not that far from my apartment. If you stop the car, I can walk from here.
You ain't going anywhere three-way.
Bernadette, listen.
You lied to me. You said you told me about all the girls you've been with, but you never mentioned your cousin, the prostitute, or Raj.
Seriously, you don't even have to stop the car. Anything under 10 miles an hour, and I can combat roll into the street.
Okay, just to set the record straight, I didn't hire the prostitute. She was a gift from him. But shame on you, Raj. That is not how we treat women in this country.
Don't Don't you try and blame this on him.
Thank you, Bernadette.
Zip it, pervert!
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm supposed to marry Howard in a couple weeks, and I'm not sure I even know who the man is anymore.
I'm curious what's bothering you most. The borderline incest, the prostitute, or group sex with the girl dressed as the children's cartoon?
Amy, remember when we went over things that would be helpful and things that wouldn't?
Right. And that was...
Not.
When I first met Howard, he seemed so innocent to me. Just a sweet little guy who lives with his mother.
Well, if that's what you like, I'll take you to the comic book store. The place is full of them.
Wait a minute. You set me up with Howard. Did you know about all the creepy stuff he was into?
A little, you hear stuff.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I was gonna, but I didn't think it would go past the first date. Then when it did, I thought for sure it wouldn't go past you meeting his mother. Definitely not past the two of you sleeping together. I mean, the warning signs were there. This is really on you.
God, I thought you were my friend.
I don't think that was helpful.
Hey, Bernie, it's me again. Please call me back.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault, it's mine. I did all that stuff, not you.
Actually, you did do one of them together.
Here.
What is this?
You're upset. The convention is to bring an upset person a hot beverage.
No, but what is it?
Chicken broth. It seemed culturally appropriate. Also, there was a single cube of chicken bouillon in the cupboard when I moved in. It's been bothering me for the last 8 years. So, as I say, two birds.
I don't know what my next move is.
Well, Howard, I don't know much about women.
Yeah?
No, that's it. I don't know much about women. Raj, you got anything?
I've got the phone number of the tubby girl from Comic-Con.
I'm not calling the girl from Comic-Con.
All right. More Sailor Moon for me.
I just threw up the bachelor party.
Please come out, Bernadette. Let's talk through this.
No, leave me alone.
Perhaps you should give him a taste of his own medicine. Do you have a cousin who you find attractive?
Amy.
Hey, you introduced her to the sleazebag. I'm just trying to clean up your mess.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I need to talk to Bernadette.
Well, I don't think she wants to talk to anyone right now.
All right. Well, could you at least give her a message?
Yeah, sure, I guess.
Tell her I'm really sorry, and if she doesn't want to marry me, I get it, but what I really want her to know is that the guy that she's disgusted by is the guy that I'm disgusted by too, but that guy doesn't exist anymore. He's gone. And the reason is because of her. So if this relationship is over, let her know that she made me a better man and tell her thank you.
That's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. And it came out of you.
Howie?
Penny has a message for you.
I heard. Your voice, not unlike your mother's, travels through walls.
Do you want me to go?
No. Come here. Still really mad at you.
I get that.
Is there anything else about your past I should know?
A couple of things, but most of them happened overseas. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
So, is the wedding still on?
Yeah, the wedding's still on.
Oh, thank God. I'm still a maid of honor.
Oh, what the hell?
This is kind of hot.
What's with the robe?
I'm going to have sex with you right here, right now, on that washing machine.
No, you're not.
Come on, please.
If you want to do something, you can help me fold this sheet.
Folding a sheet in my underwear? Still pretty crazy.